JVR to Rent a Fence.
Hi, is Betty in?
This is.
Hi, Betty. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time to chat?
Yeah.
Great. So I see you filled out a web registration. You're interested in some working capital, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let me just confirm some info from you, and then I'll answer any questions that you have. Sound good?
Sure.
Great. Okay, so...
Can you hold on a second?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, it's no problem. Okay, so company name, I have JV Orders Rent-A-Fence, Inc.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is that the DBA as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the, let me see, I have your billing address as 29072 Rio Verde
Drive. Actually, that's my residential. I do not use my residential for that because I'm a renter.
So. Okay, is that the billing address or in the location are different, or is that?
No, I don't know how you guys end up with my personal, but my physical address is 1619.
1619.
Hollis, San Juan Road.
Hollis,
H-O-L-L-I-S-T-E-R, Hollister.
San
California. 95023. That is my physical. I do not receive anything here mail-wise.
95023, okay.
Okay, and my mailing address is P.O. Box 1239, same city, Hollister, California. Everything same except the last number is 4 instead of 3.
Okay, so 95024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And what is the structure of the business there? Is it an S-Corp?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the owner, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you the 100% owner?
No, I own 80%.
80%, okay. Okay, great. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
The business has been in business since 1991. I took over in 2013, October.
In 2013.
Hey,
Michael. Okay. All right, great. And the email for you here is betty@jvordafencing.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is this the best phone to reach you at? We have another one at, it's 831.
It's all the office. I don't give out my personal.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so we have many different programs here depending on your specific needs, so why don't you kind of tell me, you know, what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction there.
Well, I'm trying to get some working capital so I could buy inventory, pay some taxes and bills off. I do have a loan right now with Yellowstone Capital.
Okay.
And I just got that not too long ago. I pay $145 a day, Monday through Friday. So I'm hoping to see if you guys could help me out, get rid of that, and get me on some working capital.
Okay, great. So you're familiar with the way working capital is since you're.
Yes, I am very familiar with it.
Okay, how much total would you be looking for here?
What I can qualify for, I'm not gonna. I'd like 50,000, but I know I won't qualify for that. So, I mean, they barely gave me 6,000. So.
Okay, so the loan you have with Yellowstone is for 6,000.
Yeah, and it's only like the 2.5 month. But see, you guys have different programs, right?
Yes, we do.
It's a Monday through Friday thing. I want something that I could pay once a month or biweekly or something like that, to where it's not killing me every day.
Okay. We have, you know, we do have the daily options, but we also have weekly and monthly, depending on what we can qualify you for.
Okay.
So what we'll do here is we'll kind of qualify you for the largest amount possible with all the different, you know, repayment options and things like that, and then work backwards with you from there to see, you know, what's going to work best for your business.
Right.
Okay, so 50,000. Our working capital is based on your gross annual sales. Yeah, so what were your sales last year?
411,000.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Hey, when I got it, the company was in the negative, so.
Oh, that's really good then.
I bust my tail off.
It
just doesn't
like
always
it.
Look that way, but I do bust my tail off. I've been in the industry for over 30 years, easy.
Oh,
I grew up
in
this industry.
Oh, wow. Okay. When would you be, you know, needing all of this by?
The sooner the better, of course, always.
Okay.
But, you know, realistic, I mean, a week or 2 weeks or whatever.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay. And so you would like about 50,000, but you, whatever you would qualify for. Okay. And you said, so let's kind of break it down here. For inventory, how much would be used towards the inventory?
I would say probably a third of it.
Okay.
To buy me new panels, because I am almost out.
New panels. Okay. And then you said taxes and bills, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how much of that towards that?
I want to say about 10, 15, 1,000. And
10
bills.
To 15K. Okay. And are these like credit card bills? Or are they?
Actually, well, they're more for bills. Yeah, you would say credit cards because that's what I use them for.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit?
No, I don't. I just have my credit cards.
Okay. 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 And the Yellowstone Capital, you said it was for $6,000.
Yes, ma'am. I just got it a week and a half ago, 2 weeks.
Okay. A week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I'll just put two. And what was the payback on that? If you remember.
Let me look. Hold on real quick. Margie, do you have the Yellowstone folder? 87, I think it was. No, I have it, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your plan there for retirement?
No, that's not it. Yeah, Yellowstone. Yeah. I need Yellowstone.
Okay.
You find it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that sounds like this might not be something you guys are interested in, but if you guys decide to take the business over and kind of wants to expand on it and grow it.
$8,700.
Okay. And you said it was for the total loan term was 2.5 months?
75 days or something like that.
Okay.
Hold on.
75 days.
Yeah, that's my direct
dial,
so that'll take you right to...
Yeah,
so that's my
60 days.
Oh, 60 days, okay. Okay, so just about 2 months then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I want to say not bad, but not good either. How's that?
Somewhere in the middle. Okay. Do you know when the last time you checked it was, or was it just?
I just bought a car, so about a month ago. About a month now, right? Yeah, it'll be a month and 5 days. So, okay. Yeah, and I qualified for almost $27,000.
Okay. Okay.
So not too bad.
No, mm-hmm. Definitely not. And you said you've been in business you've had it since 2013, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it's been around since 1991?
Yes, ma'am. My father actually owned it.
Oh, it's a family business.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, awesome.
Part of his family, yeah. He actually started in 1991 and actually has a primary company that's been in business since 1976, when I was in 8th grade.
Oh, so
that's
wow.
That's how long I've been in business.
Wow, he really kept it up, huh?
So you just
took over in 2013?
Well, I took over the second company, because he does permanent installations of fences, you know, wood, chain link type of stuff, ornamental mm-hmm. iron, that kind of stuff. I do just temporary, which I just do the job sites, commercial sites, and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So I provide temporary security around fences, around projects and stuff. That's what I do. So I cover a lot of areas, and I'm looking.
Oh, okay. I see.
Hopefully, to look to use some of that money as well to buy a used truck.
Oh, okay. So if you were able to get, okay.
Yeah, if I was to get it, yeah.
maybe huge truck.
Let them know that I'm not, I don't have my cell phone to call yours.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that
I'm here, back.
Okay. For the used truck, is that that would be used for the business?
Yes, all for business.
Okay. Would you? You know, we can do the thing here. Because we have both equipment financing and working capital. We can kind of go ahead. We can kind of do both.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, that way, you know, if you wanted the used truck, we can see what we can get you qualified for on the equipment side.
Right.
And then go ahead and see what we can get qualified on working capital as well, so you can have both of those.
Three.
Instead of...
Yeah, because I just found it online, and it was for $5,999 plus tax and license and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so, great.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, so we can definitely do that. The applications are short. They're both one page each, so and we kind of asked...
Give me an email after lunch. I'll go ahead and get that started.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. Okay, so you said you're the 80% owner. Who's the other owner?
Marge Alvarez. And then my son, but who does not work there.
Okay, and what's the breakdown for that?
Shares.
She owns 10%,
and
then your son,
10%.
Mm-hmm. 10%, okay. Okay, and have you looked into any other financing for this particular, I know you just got the Yellowstone Capital, but, you know, for the inventory and things like that?
No. Actually, I haven't been turning people away. When I started working with Yellow, everybody started calling me. And the only reason why I called you because I got this letter in the mail at my personal, so can you guys change that so I don't get my personal?
Yes, I definitely will. I don't know how we got that.
I don't either. So.
But apparently we have it. Okay, so I'll make sure all of that is changed so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, so do you guys take credit cards for any kind of payment?
Yes, we do. We do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Okay, great. Okay, so, you know, just how much will you be able to, you know, make off this loan? What would be your return on investment here? Just to kind of get an idea. I know you're using it for inventory and then, you know, trying to consolidate some bills there, but if you can just throw out a number.
What do you mean? I mean, I don't follow.
Like how much money would you make maybe just saying on the inventory part of it?
Oh, as far as building it up, as far as that, if
yeah.
you buy inventory, how much more?
Yeah.
I would say a good $50,000, easy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. No, these don't stay in here very long. In fact, I'm almost empty again here in my yard.
Okay, so is this something that you come across often or, you know, needing? It sounds like
as
it.
I've grown quite a bit from last year. And I have been out of inventory twice. I've actually had to turn away a couple customers, which I never do.
Oh, wow.
I always find a way of getting stuff here. So,
okay.
But for it to be where I'm out and I have to turn people away, and I'm not talking small amounts. Their jobs are like $3,000 or $4,000, some $5,000, and I don't have the inventory. I lose out on that money.
Yeah, definitely. That can
so
be a problem.
So on two people, that was $8,000 that I lost.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't have the inventory. Yeah. And see, the turnaround is very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So once I buy the panels, okay, because I used to make them, but now it's just cheaper to buy them. And so the buying them the first time around when they go out to rent, I don't make any money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
But once they come back in and they go back out, then they're paid for.
Okay.
That's when it brings in me profit. The less I have to spend out of my pocket as far as buying materials and stuff like that, the more money goes, is more profitable.
Okay, so, you know, that's another thing we kind of, you know, talk about after we go through these files. We, you know, we're a relationship-based bank here, so
mm-hmm.
we like to keep things up. And if this is a problem that you run into often, we don't want you to have to turn away customers just simply for inventory.
Yep.
So we can always, you know, once you hit halfway through your loan,
mm-hmm.
we can do renewals for more money, longer terms.
Okay.
But if this was something where, you know, you wanted something short, like a short term just to pay this inventory, so you can get these customers done, that's something we can do. We can always have the money in your bank the next day.
Okay. Well, you know, like I'd like to build up relationship with somebody and work with me because, I mean, like I said, I'm a growing company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very small. I'd like to have more people in here. I only have three guys, one going back to school here. And then I'd like to get two more crews, so that way my other crew could get a break.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
I cover. I don't know where you're at. New York?
We're in California.
Oh, okay.
In San Diego.
Well, I cover all the way to the Bay Area, South San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to King City, and part of Central Valley.
Oh, you're.
I want to grow big.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's my goal, and I will get there. It's just a matter of finding the right company or bank to help me.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know, we're not.
Go ahead.
We're not a big, you know, nationwide bank, so we, you know, we keep our doors open by the relationships that we build with our customers.
That's great. Hey, listen, I'd like to chat with you more, but I have to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Can you shoot me an email? You have my email, right? Betty@jvortafencing.com.
Yes.
Shoot me that, and then when I get back, I can call you back, if that's
okay,
all right.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, hon.
All right. I'll talk to you soon then. Bye.
Bye-bye.